Welcome to Parc Jerry in Montreal, for the game between the Pittsburgh Pirates and the Montreal Expos. Here are the starting lineups. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Rennie Stennett. Batting second. The third baseman, Richie Hebner. Batting third. The center fielder, Al Oliver. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Willie Stargell. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Dave Parker. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Richie Zisk. Batting seventh. The catcher, Manny Sanguillan. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Frank Tavares. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Doc Ellis. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Doc Ellis. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Tony Scott. Batting second. The shortstop, Tim Foley. Batting third. The first baseman, Mike Jorgensen. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Larry Biedner. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Larry Parrish. Batting sixth. The catcher, Gary Carter. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Pepe Manguel. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Pete Mackinnon. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Rogers. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Steve Rogers. And now, play ball. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stennett hits a fly ball into left field. Biedner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner hits a fly ball into left field. Biedner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Pirates. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Tony Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hebner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley hits a fly ball into right field. Parker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen takes first base on ball four. Larry Biedner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biedner hits a fly ball into left field. Zisk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Expos nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker hits a line drive into center field. Manguel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk hits a fly ball into left field. Biedner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Sanguillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguillan is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manguel hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Mackanin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackanin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Stennett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Expos nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Doc Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis bunts towards the mound. Rogers fields it and throws to first for the out. Tavares moves to second. One out. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stennett is 0 for 1 in the game. Stennett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Tavares moves to third. Two outs. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0 for 1 in the game. Hebner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tavares scores. It's 2-0, Pirates. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Oliver hits a fly ball into center field. Manguel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Steve Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is called out on strikes. One out. Tony Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 1 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stennett fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0 for 1 in the game. Foley hits a pop-up towards short. Tavares settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stennett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Expos nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 0 for 1 in the game. Stargell hits a line drive into left field. Biotner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker is 0 for 1 in the game. Parker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 0 for 1 in the game. Zisk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Manny Sanguilan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguilan is 0 for 1 in the game. Sanguilan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biotner is 0 for 1 in the game. Biotner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavares scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Parrish hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 1 in the game. Carter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Expos nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tavares hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Doc Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 0-for-0 in the game. Ellis bunts in front of the plate. Carter fields it and throws to first for the out. Tavares moves to second. One out. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stennett is 0-for-2 in the game. Stennett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. Tavares moves to third. Two outs. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hebner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mackinnon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manguel is 0-for-1 in the game. Manguel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ellis fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackinnon is 0-for-1 in the game. Mackinnon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavares fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Steve Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0-for-1 in the game. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stargell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rogers for the out. Mackinnon moves to second. Two outs. Tony Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stennett fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mackinnon scores. It's 2-1, Pirates. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Scott. The throw from Sanguillan and he is safe. Scott steals second. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0-for-2 in the game. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hebner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Expos 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 0-for-2 in the game. Stargell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Biedner. Stargell reaches second base with a double. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Parker hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-1, Pirates. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 0-for-2 in the game. Zisk strikes out. Two outs. Manny Sanguillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguillan is 0-for-2 in the game. Sanguillan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Tavares hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sanguillan moves to third. Doc Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers fires to first and has Tavares trapped. There's the throw to Foley, who tags Tavares for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Jorgensen takes first base on ball 4. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biotner is 0 for 2 in the game. Biotner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jorgensen moves to second. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Parrish hits a fly ball into left field. Zisk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 2 in the game. Carter takes first base on ball 4. Jorgensen moves to third. Biotner moves to second. Pepe Manghul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manghul is 0 for 2 in the game. Manghul strikes out. Two outs. Pete Mäkinen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mäkinen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mäkinen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stennett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Expos 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Doc Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 0 for 0 in the game. Ellis strikes out. One out. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stennett is 0 for 3 in the game. Stennett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hebner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Pat Scanlon pinch hits for Steve Rogers. Pat Scanlon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scanlon strikes out. One out. Tony Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hebner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0 for 3 in the game. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stennett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Expos 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Dan Worthen now pitching. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Oliver hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Manghul, who is chasing the ball. Oliver reaches third base with a triple. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Stargell strikes out. One out. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Parker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Worthen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dale Murray now pitching. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 0 for 3 in the game. Zisk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Oliver scores. It's 5-1, Pirates. Manny Sanguilan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguilan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sanguilan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley misplays the ball. That's an error on Foley. Zisk moves to second. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. Tavares hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hebner fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biotner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Biotner hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Stennett reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Parrish is hit by the pitch. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Carter hits a line drive into left field. Zisk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Expos 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Doc Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 0-for-1 in the game. Ellis takes first base on ball 4. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stennett is 0-for-4 in the game. Stennett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ellis moves to second. Fred Sherman now pitching. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hebner hits a pop-up towards first. Jorgensen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 2-for-4 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Oliver strikes out. 2 outs. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Stargell is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manguel is 0-for-3 in the game. Manguel hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Stennett reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackinnon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mackinnon strikes out. 2 outs. Nate Colbert pinch hits for Fred Sherman. Nate Colbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colbert strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Pittsburgh Pirates, 5, and Montreal Expos, 1. Goodbye from Park Jerry in Montreal.